This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
By the way, if you just joined us, Gaia, or Earth Worship, that name basically means Mother Earth school, is progressive and teaches environmentalism, just the standard liberal totalitarian tribe. The reason I say that they're going to spin it and say it's okay because it's about being progressive, because the store is a, quote, progressive sex toy store for everyone. So my point is it's being spun that it's okay because it's for everyone. And you watch, that's how it'll be defended. Because I've seen this over and over again. They go, we're going to have, you know, the sex education on, you know, Billy having two daddies or whoever having two mommies, when you shouldn't be teaching sex anything to young children. They're not even thinking about that. It's not the place of schools that are riddled with predators. And I've explained this over and over again. There's a predatory hierarchy that's taken over the Catholic Church, that's taken over Congress, that made major inroads, maybe not taken over, a lot of major institutions. I think you could argue taken over the Catholic Church to a great extent. And I remember them 15 years ago when that was all breaking, going, it's a conspiracy theory about the Catholic Church. None of that's going on. There's no cover-ups. No, there are cover-ups. And it's kind of this thing where you commit crimes so big, even people who aren't involved in it cover it up to protect the institution. It's too big to fail. That's what Jakari Jackson's report's about coming up. With these big charities that everybody knows are stealing and not giving money where they're supposed to, but just they're just institutions. So the mainstream media, every time there's a disaster, says United Way and Red Cross, that's where you're supposed to give your money. So it's the same story over and over again. I'm not saying the school itself are a bunch of pedophiles. I'm saying it's part of this culture that is mainlining sex to kids and spinning it as if it's progressive to teach them about it. It's not the school's place. You're not their parents. Parents call on school's chief to resign for smitten kitten field trip. Let's go ahead and play a clip from the news. Here it is.
Lynn Floyd says he enrolled his children into Gaia Democratic School because of its emphasis on academic freedom and student-led instruction.
Wanted our children to grow up and remain children as long as possible.
But says he never imagined that would include a first-hand look at sex toys and risque material.
I don't see how it can continue, how she should be allowed to lead children in this manner.
Last week, Floyd says the school's sex education teacher, Starry Hedges, took about a dozen middle school and high school students on a field trip to an adult sex store called the Smitten Kitten in Uptown. After his 13 and 11-year-old daughters came home, they shared what they saw. Floyd immediately pulled them out of Gaia, including his 3-year-old daughter, and says the school did not give him any notice about the field trip.
All you had to do was ask us. This whole situation would have went a completely different way.
Ms. Hedges is also the private school's director, and when we tried to get her side of the story, her staff kicked us off the school grounds. Do you have any thoughts on this visit to the Smitten Kitten?
Just like your skin.
No, not at all.
Really. At Lens Crafters,
in a letter posted to Gaia's website, the school board says it stands behind the field trip and views it as a legitimate learning experience that relates directly to topics covered during a year-long sexual health class. They also said participants communicated to us that the trip was a positive education experience. No student was required to attend. The owner of the Smitten Kitten said in a statement, the store is a resource for sound science-based sex ed information and leaves it up to parents and guardians to use their discretion when seeking resources.
They're certainly not going back to that school.
Floyd says his daughters are still traumatized and is waiting for an apology.
I want justice.
See, he's just an extremist. I mean, it's no big deal to take little girls to a porn shop for a school field trip. I mean, come on. That'll take them to a field trip where they're doing surgery, chopping arms and legs off for transabled folks. I mean, it is a Democrat school. It is trendy. It is liberal. Sound science. I mean, that's what this is all about. All right, I'm done talking about that. We got another guest coming on to get us some really key information. Stay with us.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans, they're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, HDFirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down Firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms. HDFirearms.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Coming up, TPP emails show CEO joked about making a royalty payment to U.S. officials. That's up on Infowars.com. Professor Francis Anthony Boyle is a leading American expert in international law. He's responsible for drafting the Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act of 89, the American implementing legislation for the 72 Biological Weapons Convention. He served on the board of directors of Amnesty International and represented Bosnia and Herzegovina at the World Court. He serves as a legal advisor to Palestinian delegation of the Middle East peace negotiations from 91 to 93. 2007, he delivered the Bertrand Russell Peace Lectures. Professor Boyle teaches international law, University of Illinois, Champaign, and is author of a whole bunch of books dealing with genocide, dealing with international law, you name it. He holds a doctor of law, magna cum laude, as well as PhD in political science, both from Harvard University. His recent book is Destroying Libya and the World Order, the 3 decades U.S. campaign to terminate the Gaddafi revolution. I want to briefly talk about that because at the time he said it was to destabilize and basically destroy Libya and the rest of Africa for that matter. And then now they call it a great failure, that it is a failed state and a big Al-Qaeda ISIS hangout. But the reason I got him on today is he's traveled extensively to the Middle East. He's also to get into ISIS and the West being behind it, and the defense intelligence document that went to Judicial Watch 2 weeks ago showing the West is running it. I mean, this is just huge information. Saudi Arabia being protected on 9/11, the 28 pages. That's in the London Telegraph today. This stuff's really starting to come out now. And just the whole political atmosphere. But first, he is an expert on anthrax and has contact with the experts. And I just wanted to know what he thought about this news that hadn't gotten a lot of attention, but it's been in the news. Pentagon, number of anthrax shipments accidentally shipped doubles. And now we learn it's all over the U.S., all over the world. Anthrax mistake grows as 51 labs may have received live spores from U.S. military. You know, they tried to blame three or four different patsies for the anthrax attacks in 2001. They said it wasn't weaponized, and of course it was. I mean, what's really going on here? Professor Francis Boyle, thank you for coming on, sir.
Well, thank you, Alex, for having me on. My best to your listening audience. Yes, the anthrax, this is an extremely dangerous situation. All I can comment on is what I've seen so far in the public record. First, Dugway admitted that they were engaging in open-air testing of live anthrax there at the Dugway Proving Ground. They said it was for defensive purposes, but that's nonsense. If indeed they just wanted to test costumes or things, they have chambers to do that. The only reason they would be testing live anthrax in the open there is part of waging anthrax war. Indeed, there is a federal statute directly on point prohibiting the open-air testing of both biological and chemical weapons going back to the earlier offensive warfare preparations at Dugway that killed all those sheep. Although there is a presidential waiver in there, but I don't know if there is has been a presidential waiver either by President Bush Jr. or President Obama. Second, if you look at what happened in South Korea, that is extremely dangerous. It's already been reported that the anthrax there was aerosolized, which means it was weaponized. The only reason you aerosolize anthrax is to weaponize it. We know for a fact now, according to their own accounts, that at least 20 people there are taking Cipro or other antibiotics and getting the anthrax shots in combination. So it does appear there was a major incident there in South Korea at that U.S. airbase involving live weaponized anthrax. Third, even in accordance with their own account, they sent in this special unit of the United States Air Force to clean up the mess and decontaminate it. This is a well-known unit in the U.S. Air Force that specializes in NBC warfare, and in particular, how to contain it, sanitize it, desanitize it, decontaminate it. These are the pros from Dover as far as the Pentagon is concerned. And when they have a very serious situation to contend with, they sent in this particular unit.
Let me ask you a big picture.
They wear moon suits. Let me continue.
Yeah.
They wear moon suits. All right. When they go in somewhere, they are wearing moon suits, which, again, to me, indicates that this is weaponized anthrax we are dealing with. And finally, let me relate this back to the anthrax attacks of 2001.
That was my question. How does this tie together?
That we've already discussed quite extensively on your program. My research and others have concluded that too was super weapons grade anthrax manufactured by a combination of Fort Detrick, the CIA, Battelle, and Dugway. And as I said before on your program, I believe, even before this happened, that there is a stockpile of weapons-grade anthrax there at Dugway. And that very well could be what we're seeing here, too. I simply do not know if the other shipments to the now 51 labs, and we've got 30 people now on Cipro and or taking anthrax shots. I don't know. I can't say if that's weapon-grade anthrax either, like South Korea, but it very well could be, Alex.
Well, Professor, I'm not a biological weapons expert like you, but I've interviewed the experts many times. I've researched it. I mean, they don't just pull weaponized anthrax out of these vaults or these containment units where they have moon suits and pressurized seals and underground buildings, as you know, and then mail it around everywhere. So what is the point of doing this? And even mainstream media says, yeah, it looks like it's, you know, super hardcore anthrax. Then we go back to the original anthrax situation in 2001 with the White House on Cipro. They had to admit that. Before it even happens, like a day before it gets mailed out, they all go on it. So it really is a big mystery because they tried to blame three Patsies, and the fourth Patsy dies in custody. You don't like to speculate, but looking at all this weirdness, why is anthrax getting out again? Why is it breaking now that happened in 2008? What does all this mean? I mean, it's so crazy.
Well, Alex, you're certainly right. None of this goes out of Dugway unless it was sent out on purpose and intentionally. Indeed, General Odierno said this was no accident. So we have to ask why. And the reason it was done, they did it the last time, the Pentagon, CIA, Dugway, was to terrorize the American people after 9/11, 2001, to ram through the USA Patriot Act that was being held up by Senator Daschle and Senator Leahy, and all of a sudden they were both hit with super weapons grade anthrax, and their opposition disappeared. And we note the so-called bogus U.S. Freedom Act just went through Congress this week.
After Hastert.
The other purpose of that October 2001 anthrax attack was to try, by the neocons, to get us to go to war against Iraq, claiming that somehow Iraq was behind it. And if you look at the international situation today, I don't believe the domestic situation can be disjoined from the international system. We're on the verge of warfare there with Ukraine. And the Pentagon and the neoconservatives are provoking it now as we speak. If you look at the Associated Press headlines today, the Pentagon, the Secretary of Defense, have threatened to use nuclear weapons against Russia.
It's incredible. I want to go to break and come back with that, Dr. Boyle. But first, just briefly, I get the motive. I understand what happened in 2001. Clearly, Pentagon-directed anthrax attacks to ramp to the Patriot Act, that's well known, and you helped pioneer exposing that. It's come out. What's the motive now, randomly mailing it all over the place and then getting caught? I mean, what's the...
Well, first, on getting caught, I think there was a whistleblower at work here, as there was a whistleblower at work on the those nuclear cruise missiles being sent out of
Minot
Air Force Base. So there's a whistleblower at work here that's gotten this message out. But if you recall, Alex, I'm sure you do, General Tommy Franks gave that interview publicly stating that in the event of another major terrorist attack on the United States along the lines of 9/11, the military was just going to shut the government down for good. So I think...
I forgot that quote. You just said it. Let's pull that up. Tommy Frank said in Cigar Aficionado, He said, we're going to just take over the government next time there's an attack, and that's the plan. And it's not the military taking over the coup. It's the coup through the military, and we're just another third-world nation. Unbelievable. Dr. Boyle, stay there. See, he just reminded me of that. We're the ones that, like, a listener called us and said, have you seen Cigar Aficionado?
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans, they're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, HDFirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
If Dr. Boyle's got to go here in 6 minutes, he can. If he wants to spend another 10 minutes after that to expand on things, he's welcome to, because every time he comes on, he starts reminding me of things I'd forgotten about. Like the Cigar Aficionado that was basically Tommy Franks on the cover promoting martial law. Because the first few years after 9/11, they would go, well, of course we torture people. And, of course we're going to do this and that. Of course the NSA spies on you. He said, quote, if a terrorist massive casualty-producing event will occur somewhere in the Western world, it may be in the United States of America that causes our population to question our own constitution and begin to militarize our country in order to avoid a repeat of another mass casualty-producing event. And, of course, they would stage it to take over. Then enters Jade Helm, all the admissions of government gearing up to go after anybody that doesn't go along with the takeover. I've never seen such movement and preparation and starting wars with Russia, China, you name it. And, you know, Dr. Boyle is a world expert. I mean, he went to the top globalist PhD, groomed by them, wrote weapons treaties, was being vetted to go to the, and then he, you know, basically exposed it. I mean, as a guy that studied this a while, what do you think about all the preparations that are being made? I've never seen such ominous behavior.
Well, that's correct. I'm afraid what we're seeing is the neoconservative agenda here being continued to pursued under Obama. We're coming close to warfare with Russia, sort of like a reverse Cuban Missile Crisis. And at that point, I think the American people are going to wake up and say, what's going on here? Why are we on the verge of Russia? And I suspect then we're going to see anthrax being used to scaremonger the American people into supporting a war against Russia and China, too. As you know, we're supporting this overt militarist Abe, who has these outlandish claims to these Chinese islands of Dayu. And both Clinton and Obama and Kerry have all said, well, we're prepared to go to war over these islands, even though we do not recognize Japanese sovereignty over these islands. So, you know, anything could set off a war with Russia and or China. And again, read today's Associated Press report where Carter and the Pentagon are threatening the first use of nuclear weapons against Russia. They know that this is extremely destabilizing, and that's why they did it. You have massive war games now going on all over Eastern Europe and in the surrounding seas, the Baltic, the Black Sea, and in the air. So sure, anything could go wrong. Anything could set this off. It's, you know, it's sort of like the origins of the First World War, if you read it. And that,
exactly,
is probably where the anthrax comes in, that when finally the American people pay attention to what's going on, I'm afraid we might be hit by anthrax.
Sure.
I also want to say a word in support of your governor down there in Texas. I don't know him personally, but I think this is a wise precaution in light of the Jade 15 maneuvers, where to put the Texas National Guard on alert. Anywhere these U.S. military forces go and exercise, it's basically a zone of de facto martial law. So we really don't know what could happen here, except in the drafting of the Constitution at Philadelphia. Our founders firmly believe that the most dire threat to the existence of the Republic was a standing army, which is why they did not create one. Although they did create a standing Navy, they only gave Congress the power to create a standing army. And the Republic was to be defended by the state militias.
Sure, I mean, and in modern parlance, you just don't have troops quartered among you. You don't bring your military into the country because that's what Caesar did, bringing the troops across the Rubicon. I mean, we know where this story goes. We're going to go to break.
We also have Northern Command, which, as you know, was set up after 9/11.
Yes.
And they're treating the continental United States as well as Canada as a military command.
Yep.
So it's an extremely dangerous situation, not only war abroad with Russia, which appears more likely now than China, but even it could happen with China.
Totally insane. Sir, I want to ask you when we come back, we've got a few more minutes with you, what that might look like with Russia. We'll go over that incredible AP report where they're going to say they're going to move the missiles into Europe. I mean, it is pure madness, and Obama's playing golf, and Kerry's crashing his bicycle.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com, owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans. They're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, hdfirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms, hdfirearms.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Crushing music lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Perfect music, the danger zone. Crashing the lies and disinformation. I should add, I'll be back this Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, for the Sunday broadcast. And tonight, the nightly news, 7 o'clock Central. And Sunday, we launch our team to cover Bilderberg 2015 from the Alps in Austria. And basically, it's the TPP. It's the people that run the TPP, that run all these unelected, unaccountable boards, all these globalists that the power is being transferred to. It's worldwide fascism. They control the left. They control the right. We're in deep trouble. But the neocons, the Straussian neocons from Chicago Business School and Harvard, have written books, they're on record, PNAC, Pax Americana, but not a real American empire of ideas and freedom. You know, they're velvet empires. No, a militarized empire of tyranny. And they believe in the end justifies the means. Well, the truth is they're just evil. And they talk about nuclear war with Russia, survivable wars with China, national paramilitary stabilization forces in the U.S., and they wrote all this stuff in the 70s, 80s, 90s. Now they're doing it. And they tried it when Reagan was in. Not so much Reagan, people running it. The Rex 84, they had hearings in Congress about a plan for martial law during stage crises. It was in the Miami Herald and rounding people up.
It all goes back to L.L. Lemnitzer and people that Kennedy and Eisenhower basically fired. This has been going on forever. Wanting to stage terror attacks and take over. It's the oldest trick in the book. And now here's the headline. U.S. might deploy missiles in Europe to counter Russia. And then they go into talking about a first strike, which they say is U.S. policy. When they say U.S., this means the madmen running us. But I study Hitler attacking Russia or Napoleon or other megalomaniacs of history. They always end up believing they're invincible and going too far. And even if we could beat Russia two or three times over, you can't beat their counterstrike. I mean, we can't beat China. No one wins a nuclear war. This is insane. And you can see the real buildup. You can feel the energy. You can see the preparations. This is different. And I know Dr. Boyle's agreeing with us, Francis Boyle. Sir, for like 10 minutes or so, then I understand you have to go back to your students and your work.
To confirm what you were saying, which is this, I was an undergraduate at the University of Chicago and went through that same Straussian program with all the rest of them, including Wolfowitz, who was there. All of them were there. And Strauss had just retired, but I studied with his right-hand man, Cropsey. What we have to understand is that Strauss's mentor and guru and sponsor in Germany was Carl Schmitt, the diehard Nazi law professor who justified every hideous atrocity Hitler and the Nazis inflicted on everyone, including the Jews, which is why Ben Strauss spoke with him at that point. But these neoconservatives are neo-Nazis. This is a neo-Nazi cabal here, right at the center of power in the United States government, in the Pentagon, in the White House, in the CIA, who are carrying out what you correctly called seems to be Nazi policy. And that is correct. We have a Nazi philosophy at work here. They've spent the past generation trying to infiltrate the academic world. I've been fighting these people for ever since I was at the University of Chicago. And we see now law professors at elite law schools like the University of Chicago openly advocating Schmitt. We even now see professors on the so-called left citing Schmitt without mentioning he's a Nazi. It's very similar to the left's fascination with Heidegger, who, as you know, used to lecture in his Nazi uniform and fired his teacher and mentor, Jasper, because he was Jewish. So these, you are correct, we're dealing here with a Nazi philosophy and a Nazi cabal going back to Strauss and Schmitt.
Sure, and then just look at Bush's lawyers, John Yoo and Alberto Gonzalez, saying we can bury people alive, we can rip their toenails out, we can cut their genitals off. I mean, these people just think they're God, and now this craziness is continuing into Obama. It's just sheer insanity.
Right, and we see Nuland in charge of the provocations against Russia over Ukraine. This is a matter of public record. She orchestrated that coup d'etat, overthrew the democratically elected government of Yanukovych. She's a neocon. She used to work for Cheney.
The main group in the party that they turned power over to when they threw the elected group over are neo-Nazis who actually heil Hitler.
That is correct. If you look at all the reports coming out of Ukraine, these paramilitary organizations are Nazi direct descendants of Nazi formations and movements during World War II. And now Obama put 300 U.S. military trainers in Ukraine. They're there now, allegedly to train the Ukrainian National Guard, not the Ukrainian Army. Well, who is the Ukrainian National Guard? It is all these Nazi, neo-Nazi paramilitary formations.
The ones carrying out atrocities. So what's the grand strategy, or is this political insanity? Because then you've got the open funding of Al-Qaeda and ISIS, as if we don't know it. But then defense intelligence leaks that we're doing it. So we have leaks on the anthrax, leaks on Al-Qaeda. It sounds like a lot of good people in the government are really doing the right thing.
Well, I think so, that there are some what appears to be principled people in the Pentagon, maybe the CIA, I don't know, who are leaking this type of information to the American people. So at least we have some idea of what the plans are behind the scenes. But now today, the Associated Press, you have the Pentagon threatening Russia with a first strike of nuclear weapons. Well, that is deliberately destabilizing. How do you think the Russians are going to respond to this? They very well could go on alert again. I really don't know.
It's just totally insane. But meanwhile, Obama's playing golf. They're crashing bicycles. I mean, is there a method of the madness, or have they gone insane?
Well, again, it's the old debate about Hitler. Was Hitler insane or not? And I've read a lot of Hitler and the Langer biography and whatever. I just think what we've seen here for the past generation, it is a Nazi philosophy and Nazi operatives at work at the highest level of the United States government, and that's what's going on. If you want to call it insane, fine. I don't know where that gets us. But I think, you know, if we study the history of the Nazis, and you pointed out their attack on Russia, the Russians will fight us to the death. If I've been over to Stalingrad, they even invited me to honor the victims and the defenders of Stalingrad when I was over there, which I did in a ceremony. The Russians will fight us to death. There's no question about it. And if these Straussians, these neocons, believe that the Russians are going to back down, I think they're wrong.
Well, in closing, shifting gears over the Middle East, these Salafists, these Al-Qaeda type folks are the people Hitler funded again. And I'm not saying it's a Nazi conspiracy, but clearly they took the Nazi blueprint that they got at Nuremberg, and that's even the 68 Gun Control Act was actually that changed. I mean, that's on record. They just took not just the Straussians, but so many others. I mean, our troops dress like it. They wear the Kurzel helmet. We call it Homeland, Reichland. They are just basically doing the Fuhrer precept that the executive branch can do whatever it wants. It just sounds like a bunch of diseased lawyers came over and just taught a bunch of sick students this, and they bought into the power trip, sitting at their knee. And then you add some of the folks that fled Russia, the Trotskyites, who then also went from being communist to fascist, sitting there at the Nazi knee. It is just sick. And you got 36,000 top Nazis brought over because they would autocratically follow orders to run a bunch of agencies, not just NASA. It is like, I'm not saying it's a Nazi conspiracy, but it is like we got smallpox from the Nazis and now we have it. It's like we have that power mad disease, that autocratic control freak disease. And that's why I call it a mental illness, because, you know, if you love your kids, even if you're a maniac, you don't want to start a war with people with 10,000 nuclear weapons. I mean, it's just they just seem like they have death wishes or something, Dr. Boyle.
Well, the Nazis did, too. You know, when Hitler invaded the Soviet Union, he should have studied his history, and he didn't. So there you go. And unfortunately, we're dealing with a group of people who believe that they are above history. That very famous statement, we're an empire and we make history and then you can catch up to it.
Karl Rove.
By the time you've caught up to it, Karl World down there in Texas, we'll make some more history again. So that is the mentality. I've seen it here in operation ever since I entered the University of Chicago in 1968, and then went to Harvard. As I said before in your program, I went through the exact same Harvard PhD program that produced both Kissinger and Brzezinski and Huntington. before me. And that's the way they train you to think at Harvard, just like the Nazis, right?
Well, I just hope cooler minds prevail. And I'm not glorifying the military leadership, but compared to these people, it was Dempsey who went to Obama a couple years ago and said, no, we're not going to knock over Assad with the military because the troops won't go along with it. It seems to be the soldiers that have been in combat who know that this isn't fun. It seems to be chicken hawks who've never fought that think it's cute to play war. And just, you know, reading what Hitler actually wrote near the end of World War II, he followed Napoleon. I don't know, you know this, Dr. Boyle, but visited his grave, all that. He thought he was above history. He knew why Napoleon failed, and he believed Operation Barbarossa he was in competition with Napoleon, and Hitler thought he was better than Napoleon, basically.
Right, and also, you're right about Dempsey. It was Dempsey who told Obama they were not going to attack Syria. So at that point, then, Obama and his CIA people, remember, Obama's been a lifelong CIA asset, they then activated ISIS. And I said that right at the beginning. And that's where ISIS, ISIL, this Islamic State come from. When they couldn't do an outright military attack because of military opposition, they then activated ISIS. All these guys were in U.S. custody in Iraq, and we turned them to our favor, to our benefit. Now the Defense Intelligence Agency is admitting that. So you're perfectly correct. Yes.
Well, I talked to a lot of military folks, retired generals, recently retired colonels, lieutenant colonels, and other folks, and they're all completely freaked out. They said the military is falling apart. They won't even fix equipment. They won't even give them health care. It's all just a bunch of delusional, you know, guys up there who think they're invincible because they have Harvard degrees. No offense to you. You know them. You said that on power trips, believing they control reality, like Karl Rove said. It just sounds like megalomania to me. Caligula all over again. Dr. Boyle, thank you so much. Where's the best place for people to find your latest book?
If you just Google my name, all my books will come up.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate you coming on the broadcast.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on. My best to your audience and everyone down there in Texas.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, it is. It is just totally insane. I mean, the time we're living in, if we survive this, we're going to look back and just go, what was wrong with us? Like Germans following Hitler or something. I mean, it is just, people can say, well, the Russians were bad. Whatever. It was stupid for Hitler to go attack them. Don't even choose sides. U.S., Hitler, you know, Russia, whatever. It was dumb. 21 million Germans died. Almost all of them in Russia. Well, I mean, why? So Hitler could outdo Napoleon? It's a power trip with these globalists. They think they're... Man, I've been around some of these billionaires. I've been around some nice ones, too. But some, and all they do is just walk around going, I don't like that guy. He didn't like it. I'll take him out. Blah, blah. Most of it's all a bunch of talk. And I'm just sick of being around men who sit around and talk about, well, I don't like this guy in business, I ought to just kill him, you know, just stuff like that. And then 9 times out of 10, these guys have never been in a vicious knife fight. They've never been in the military. They've never fought for their lives, you know, in a gang fight. They have never lived it. People that have been in real stuff generally are wary of it because they understand it's real. Have you seen how soft Obama and Karl Rove are? And they just need to stop. Stop it. Stop it right now. Stop trying to take the whole world over. I mean, in Julius Caesar's day, at least he was taking over, you know, backwards areas and giving them some civilization, and he was a tyrant. And there weren't nuclear weapons. Julius Caesar was like a cupcake compared to these people. I mean, he was a humanitarian compared to them. And I would judge him as a bad guy. But, I mean, you look at the people we've got now. Hitler was a complete psychopath. But he wasn't really a sociopath. He thought he was doing something good. You look at people we have running things now, it's just, in a way, they're worse than Hitler. I mean, Hitler had been in the military. Hitler had a Congressional Medal of Honor, Iron Cross, first class. I mean, only a few hundred people had that in World War I. I mean, he was a war hero. That's why he thought he could win all these wars and do better than the generals. Today, it's the inverse. It's just a bunch of arrogant Harvard guys. It's like Corzine making 40-to-1 bets with other people's money. They're crazy. We're going to come back with Jakari Jackson's report and more. Briefly, we are going to sell out a Survival Shield, a Nation Iodine, you know, ultra pure 999. It's super hardcore. The body, most people are deficient in iodine. This is very strong, though. Be careful with it. Consult your physician. You know, see what it does for you if you choose to check it out. InfoWarsLife.com. We are selling out of our current supply. We have enough to manufacture a smaller amount, and then we have to procure more of the crystals, which nobody else gets them drilled out of the ground at 7,000 to 12,000 feet. Everything else comes from kelp. Our original survival shield's tested to be the cleanest out there. We still got it. It's kelp-based. We got plenty of that at InfoWarsLife.com. That's what you'll be able to get after this sells out. I hope we get more soon. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And another great benefit is you help fund the InfoWar, where you get hardcore, unfiltered, historical analysis and truth. This is as close to the truth as you're going to get. I'm trying my best to be absolutely on target.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Bye. Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Yeah, Joe Jennings just made a good point. Globalists say there's too many people and they can't re-educate everybody. A war would get rid of all us old holdouts. And then everybody can emerge out of their bunkers 20 years later to the new nostalgic utopia. And of course, there would have to be 10 women to every man to repopulate the earth, a breeding program, and the females would have to be selected for their appeal.
because of the duty of the men. The women would have to be of a sexually stimulating nature. And I am quoting Dr. Strangelove there. Every time I warn people about fluoride, the media goes, oh, yeah, Dr. Strangelove, General Ripper, you're crazy. Really, is that why Harvard admits, the great Harvard, that it's brain-damaging people and the feds are saying cut it back? Sane people that love their kids are going to take this world back. We don't want GMO. We don't want rat poison. We're done. Here's Jakari Jackson's report. It's really important. I'll be back this Sunday, Lord willing, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, with the Sunday transmission, Nightly News Tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Here's Jakari Jackson.
Jakari Jackson here, going to talk to you guys today about some fraud. Now, we know that there's been a lot of natural disasters in places like Texas, Oklahoma, I'm sure other parts of the country as well. This is just a part of country that I'm in. And you have the tornadoes, you have the floods, and along with it, you have the charities, and you also have the fraudsters. And sometimes it's hard to figure out who is who, because there are plenty of people saying, hey, give me money and I'll donate it to the victims. And some of these people are on the up and up, but sometimes they're not. And it's not always the people you think. We have this article out of ProPublica, how the Red Cross raised $500 million for Haiti and built 6 homes. That's right, with $500 million in aid. And I understand you got to have travel and water and things such of that nature, but they built 6 permanent structure homes. Now, what did they do with that other money? Okay, well, they set up tents, and they were teaching people how to wash hands, even though they didn't have efficient running water, things along that nature. So where did all the money go? I don't have a definitive answer for that. I definitely encourage you guys to go and look at it for yourself. I was trying to print it out myself, but it is quite long. It is 17 pages printed out, so you guys go look at it at your leisure, and you'll see all the various instances of management and mismanagement of the funds. But it's not just Haiti. As you guys recall, Hurricane Katrina, a lot of mismanagement there as well. And particularly, we have this article, New York Times throwback, breathtaking waste and fraud in hurricane aid. And one of the examples in this article points to a woman who says that her children died during the hurricane or the flood that happened thereafter. Well, not only did her children not die, she did not have children to begin with, or at least not children that she claimed died in this incident. And let us not forget FEMA coming out and saying that, hey, during Hurricane Sandy, we're going to close because the weather is too bad. That's right. The agency that's supposed to come to your aid in time of a crisis is saying that, hey, it's too much snow, the streets are too slick, so we can't actually come and help you do anything. And I'm not just here to bash these companies, these organizations, these charities or whatever. I'm just trying to get you guys to understand that when it comes down to it, when it really hits the fan and there's floodwaters or hurricane damage or whatever else, the only people you can really rely on are your neighbors. Because, yeah, there may be good-hearted people all over the world, but they can easily be scammed if they're trying to get the money to you, trying to get the supplies to you. So when you have things that happen like such here in the city of Austin, you can go to a local food pantry. Like, personally, I don't give people money, or at least not charities money. Like, I'd rather go donate food or drop off clothes or whatever else. Now I'll give, you know, a homeless person money, but it's going directly to that person. It's not going to some committee. It's not going to pay somebody's travel expenses or not getting cents off the dollar. If I give a homeless person $2, they get $2. So that's it for right now. Be aware of the scams, and you can find more reports on the Alex Jones channel on YouTube.
That's a good report with all these crises going on, a lot of people giving. I mean, it's like the Clinton Foundation, more than half the money they siphon off and scam. But United Way and others have been caught giving money to gun control. So, I mean, it's even worse. We're going to do a little bit of overdrive to finish up here. Infowars.com/show to find that feed. I want to thank all of our affiliates and the crew. Great job, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people, they're veterans. veterans, they're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, acfirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show. You can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your head down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms. HC Firearms.